David Bowie, Young Americans, here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And we're here with Ian Satter from the Florida Department of Transportation talking about getting from point A to point B.
Well, you know, I come for the conversation, but I stay for the music.
Okay.
Because every time I come in here, that's almost like, oh, I haven't heard this song in a long time. I haven't heard this song in a while. And I really like the eclectic mix that you guys do.
Yeah. Anymore.
So it makes my appearance here a little even more enjoyable.
That's Caleb's just spends a lot of time, I think, sorting through that stuff.
Yes, totally. Of course. Yeah. That's what I do with the
one might say it is truly a random mix, but I wouldn't want to say that on air.
Yeah, don't
you know?
Pull back the curtain now.
Yeah, okay. last time I happened out to ECP, the Bay County Regional International Beaches
Northwest
Airport.
Beaches like International that. Airport.
You guys are working out there too.
We are. 388 is going to be widened from 2 to 4 lanes. So that first segment, which is basically from 79, about halfway down the corridor, we started that project. In the next couple of years, we'll start our second segment, and we'll get the thing all wrapped up. And you know, the big thing, two big things there is the realignment on 79, where you access 388 will remain. That's going to be a local road.
Yeah.
But most people, when they're going to get there, you people here who are going to be visiting will type in into Google or whatever app you prefer, directions to the airport. But we're going to have that realigned farther to the north, so it's going to make it more of a straight line roadway. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing people are going to see there is we're going to have a 4-lane roundabout right there in front of the airport, so we can facilitate traffic through there much, much more quickly and efficiently and safely.
I'm only a little scared because us in town, we can barely handle a 1-lane roundabout.
Okay.
How easy is 4 lanes?
It is easy. In fact, roundabouts are shown to be anywhere from about 30 to 40% safer than your standard intersection because you're not getting T-boned.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously when you're driving up to it, that's going to fall on us as well.
Yeah. It's education.
And making sure people are aware of how that roundabout's going to work. And that's really going to be a big part of what we're going to be doing with that project. But the nice thing, I love roundabouts. I just love being able to go up there. And maybe you yield for a moment or two, but most of the time you're going through that thing pretty quickly and efficiently.
Yeah,
so if we can do that at the airport, the airport is expecting more and more traffic to be coming through there, more and more flights, and we want to be able to move that. And obviously moving goods and services out of there, if we can create an atmosphere where commerce can work much more quickly and efficiently through there, that's only going to help that area as far as the economy goes. We're going to improve safety out there. We're going to keep that traffic moving. It's only going to be a corridor that's used more and more often. Obviously, 98 is very congested. We do have plans to widen that, but there's only so much widening you can do on a roadway. So we have to look at our options. 380 is one of those. We see the need there. We want to complete that project. We're studying State Road 20 from like Niceville almost to like the Calhoun County line. We want to look at those areas to see, is there a need to widen those roadways so we have not only these widened northwest, north-south corridors, but these east-west corridors as well.
Yeah, it's great. I come from the northeast United States where roundabouts are much more prevalent, and it's kind of a way of life up there, and it'll get people down. Don't worry about it. People get the hang of it.
I mean, it's just exposure.
I drive through both of our roundabouts twice a day, and I think over the last year I've seen improvement on them. The one there on, I guess that's 19th Street, that's only got 3 legs on it, so it's a little easier. The one right behind 23rd Street Walmart there's a little more confusing, but you never wait there. I mean, you know, that's a lot of traffic going through there, and there's not a way. Every once in a while somebody kind of locks up, and they get partway around the circle, and they go, am I supposed to stop here kind of thing? And they kind of lock up, and there'll be a momentary backup till people wave them on, but it's still better than sitting at a stoplight.
Yeah. And that's the thing. People just aren't very familiar with them, and getting people used to them, educating them, and then once they're kind of part of their daily commute, then you understand it. Then you're learning. Well, why don't we have one here?
And yes, they would make. Well,
I go to this. There's nobody coming from this direction. Why am I at this light? Mm-hmm. And you know, I get that question a lot too.
Sure.
And that can correct that.
If we just remember, if you're in the circle, you have the right of way. If you're coming into the circle, yield to the traffic in the circle. And if everybody just does that, it'll go very quickly.
Yeah. But again, it'll just be a matter of people getting used to them. But the way that one will function there, if you're in the outside lane, you'll just continue on. If you want to keep going on the 388, you stay in that outside lane. And then that inside lane will also allow vehicles to be able to turn and do some other things. So when it's designed, that's going to be the key for us, is we want to get out there and educate people on how to use it and make sure they understand it.
Excellent.
That's a big component that, you know, that's kind of why I'm here today. I consider this part of our education is a learning. You know, we tell people about our projects, but we want to educate them about the different things that we're doing out there, our safety efforts. And, you know, that's one of them. So, you know, anytime I have an opportunity to talk about that, I'm more than happy to do it as well.
Okay. Well, that's great. And we certainly thank you for your input. And we thank you guys at Florida Department of Transportation for doing the absolutely excellent work you guys do.
Well, we appreciate that. And, you know, with the holiday season here, like around, we do tend to, you're probably not going to see folks doing as much work during the Christmas season. And that's twofold. One, we don't want to have any sort of lane restrictions going on where people are trying to travel to see family or things of that nature. So usually around, you know, right before Christmas all the way through the new year, you're not going to see a lot of construction activities going on. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to have construction activities going on. They're going to cause lane restrictions. And that's one of the things that we want to make sure we can keep that traffic moving. We do that with our major holidays. This one, obviously, with Christmas and New Year's right there. You know, so you're going to have a week and a half period of time where you're going to see less and less lane restrictions over that period of time, so people can go see family, get where they need to go, and get home, get back safely.
Sounds great. Well, it's about that time. We're going to take a break here, and when we get back, we're going to have our daily dose of vitamin B.
The Beatles play of the 9 o'clock hour, all here on The Mix.